Man, football is just—it's just fun. I just love playing. Anytime you get to play, it's exciting. I mean, I ended up on IR like in November, so I really haven't had that much football in a long time. So it's really, really good. It's like, you know, when you break up and you finally get back with the girl that you love in the first place. So it's been great to be back out there.
Could you feel the competition ramp up today, even though you're not in full pads?
Every single day I've been here since OTAs, it's been very competitive. Everyone here is everyone does their job so well, and everyone's competing. So. You just got to bring it every single day.
It seemed like there was a little bit more exchange. You caught that ball over Chung and kind of put the ball at his feet. Hightower flung a ball at Gronkowski. I mean, it seems like it's starting to get to that point.
That's just football. It's just what it is. I like guys who have an edge, and I think a lot of guys on this team have an edge. And when they have that edge, it makes you bring it up a notch, too. So it's just everyone's just competing.
Where are you seeing the edge? When do you see the edge? Is it in preparation? Is it on the field? Is it unique?
Everywhere. I mean, even in a cafeteria.
Who's got the edge there?
I usually do.
When you see Tom throw his helmet to the ground, you might say that's edge as well. When you see that competitiveness, did you see that from day one? And what does it mean to see it out today?
Yeah, he's been competitive even when we're just working out. You know, it's fun because he plays at such a high level that you have to match that level. You know, oil and vinegar don't mix. You just want to make sure that you rise to the top when he rises to the top as well.
Marty, what are your early impressions of working with Jimmy so far?
It was cool, just out there playing football.
What was your initial reaction to hearing that you'd be that starter, that first month that you're officially on this team?
I was just like, cool.
We talked to Rob the other day about the focus that goes on when you and he go off to the side to work with Brady. What is it from your perspective? How do those situations play out?
I think for Rob, it's a little different for me. He's been with Brady for so long, and they know each other's body language, and we move differently. Although a lot of people think the way we run routes are a lot different. So just get understanding of the body language of how I'm breaking my cuts and where I like the ball. It's different from where he throws the ball to Rob, and we're always talking about that. So we're just trying to build as much chemistry as possible. It's just conversations in motion.
He also said that some of the moves that he has, I mean, that you might be able to pick up some of the things that he's seen in you, he can pick up. How do you see that happening?
That's really exciting because I was fortunate to play with, like, Brandon Marshall for a long time, and I learned a lot of my game from him. And now to be with another great player like Rob, and he does so many different things well. When you watch tape, you can't really, you know he's really, really good. But when you're right there next to him, you're like, man, this guy's really good. Hey, Rob, how'd you do that? You know, how'd you do this? Oh, that's, man, show me that. Come to the side real quick and show me how you did that move. So it's just, you know, give and take. You know, he asks me sometimes, like, hey, man, you did this today. I like that. Show me that. So we're just working, trying to make each other better. And I think that's what the whole tight end room is trying to do. Everyone's trying to build each other up so that we can add more to the repertoire and become better players.
Well, tell us, it's really early, but is this a place that you look at and say, man, I could stick around here for a while?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel like that.
But, I mean, obviously this is a one-year deal. But, I mean, do you look forward and say, man, I wonder where things will be next year? Would I be here again?
I'm really thinking about next year. Right now I'm just trying to have the most fun playing football this year. It could be taken from you at any time. You know, I didn't get to finish the season last year. So for me, it's just a joy to be out there playing and enjoying the game. I'm enjoying the process and making progress every single day. So I haven't even thought about tomorrow. Just working out, worry about my todays.
Do you notice anything about Tom Brady that puts him a step above other quarterbacks you've worked with now that you see him out of the practice field?
Man, I don't want to compare apples and oranges. You know, I've been fortunate enough to play with a lot of great quarterbacks, you know, but Tom, he's just really good. I always tell him every day, like, man, you guys are lucky. You guys have been playing with Tom Brady forever.
What's good? What do you notice? Is it the accuracy? I mean, you don't have the
He's just a really good quarterback. I mean, you see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to write about it. You know more than I do.
But you're catching those balls and you're counting on certain things. I'm sure they see things we don't see.
I'm just trying to catch the ball wherever it goes. Throw it. I'm trying to make sure I make the catch so you can trust me.
Have you ever felt pressure to perform? I mean, you mentioned the oil and vinegar. You want to make sure you rise to the top with him. Have you ever felt an experience like that with another quarterback?
Well, no, I always feel pressure to perform. I mean, it's a performance-based game. You don't perform, then they move on from you. So every single player out here has pressure to perform, man. It's our lives on the line. It's our careers. So every single day you just try to show them what you could do so that way you could get a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So I've always had that pressure on myself. You know, I don't play for myself. I play for my family, my wife and my daughter, and, you know, my teammates. So I have pressure on me every single day because if I don't play well, it affects my wife and my daughter. So that's my mentality when I come out on the field.
When those side sessions go down, how much of it is it Brady, you know, coming over to you guys and saying, okay, you would come with me, we're going to go over to the field?
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's just like, hey, we know we got a time during each day where we want to go over there, and there's certain different things we want to work on, or some days he asks us what we want to work on, and, you know, and Rob may want to work on some things differently from me, and we have different route trees. So it's just basically just working. Any type of work is good work.
Martellus, is it a challenge to have to develop chemistry with two new quarterbacks, not just one new quarterback? Or is the whole chemistry thing kind of a talking point that we use? It's not as big a deal for you guys.
I've dated two girls at the same time before.
So, no?
No. That's the old Martellus, though. Just in case my wife hears that. All right, guys, you having a good one, man.
Thank you.